25. This is WSGW. You know I can be found. Sit home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel. Too hard is true. Baby, you made me a man. Your morning team, you. Charlie, Denise, and Pat. And the king. Don't be cruel. Your heart is true. Wow, this coming Sunday, January 8th, the birth date of one Elvis Presley would have been 87 years old. And you know what's happening in Graceland this week, building up to the celebration on Sunday. All kinds of programs and opportunities to celebrate the king. Continuing to remain very popular, even so many years after his death.
Can you imagine him being 87?
Cannot.
No.
Cannot.
Mm-mm.
It just, wow.
Yeah.
And was it 45 years now?
It's been quite a while ago.
Yeah, right, 77? Yeah. Yep, that'd be 45.
Yeah, yeah. That's incredible.
46.
Oh yeah, this is 2023. Yeah. Hello.
Are you sure he's really gone and not still living in Kalamazoo?
Yeah, that's a good point. It says here that a special guest appearance was made on Sunday on his birth date itself. Lisa Marie is going to show up. Priscilla often is there, but this says Lisa Marie, along with one-time TCB, the Taking Care of Business band member, Glenn Hardin will be there. And Alton Mason, who was the movie actor who starred in the movie Elvis, is going to be there as well. There's special ceremonies planned through this week, but the Sunday ceremony on Elvis Presley Day, it's going to be declared in Memphis, will also be live streamed on Graceland's Facebook page. See, Elvis, even though he was long gone before all this technology and such has come into play, is very much into high tech.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Elvis religion is a religion on its own. I mean, really. I mean,
really?
Graceland is sort of is the Mecca.
Yeah.
So many people have to go there and check it out. And
they make an appearance there, some on a yearly basis. Some, you know, it's one of those things that they want to do. You know,
they make pilgrimage.
On their bucket list. They do.
Pilgrimage, yes.
They do. And they're doing it already. But the big day will, of course, be on Sunday, his actual birth date.
Yeah.
So.
Man, 87. I'm still, wow. I can't get around that. Like, I just can't imagine. Sort of like when John Lennon's birthday just passed last week and or last month, and they said he would have been 82. It's like, I can't imagine John Lennon being 82 or Elvis being 87. It's just,
especially when they're not with
forever the age they were when they passed away.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's the living memory, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The king lives on.